Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omud Aleph.
And Be'ezus Hashem, we're finishing off today all the halachos of Sukkah that we began months ago. And Be'ezus Hashem will be starting Hilchos Chanukah in the next year. So we're finishing off Siman Tov Reish Samach Tes in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. And again, we're beginning on the very last line of Kuf Lamed Vav Omud Beis with the Ramah. And he says, of old Noagu b'medinos elu, the Ramah brings down that it was the custom in his part of Europe, lahotzi b'simchas Torah, arvis v'shachus, to take out Sifrei Torah on both the nighttime and during the daytime, kol Sifrei Torah shebehechel, all the sfarim that they had inside the Aron Kodesh, v'omrim zmiros v'sishbachus, and they would sing various songs and praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Mokum Lefim and Hogo. It wasn't a set, absolute way to do this. Each place would follow their custom of doing so. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Tes, they take out all the Sifrei Torah in the Hechel. So he says, Imyesh Bevesa Knesset, Zerak Sifrei Torah Muatim. If you only have a few Sifrei Torah, small shul, they only have one or two Sifrei Torah. Ain't Lahabi Sifrei Torah Bevesa Knesset Zacharis. They shouldn't go and borrow and take another Sifrei Torah from another shul. That's improper. However, he says, V'yesh b'shamati, there is an opinion that says you can do this because it's the Kavod HaTorah. Ki af shebechol hashonah ein lo v'sefer Torah derech haroi rak l'kvios. Even though all year round, you're not supposed to take a Sefer Torah from someplace just for a short period of time. You should have it there for somewhat of a kvios. There are those that say you have to lean from it one time, you have to lean from it three times. There is an idea that you don't just bring a Sefer Torah from someplace stam like that. However, Avol b'simchas Torah, according to this lenient opinion, says you're allowed to do so. It's even permissible to do this on a temporary basis. It's not considered bizayon, that in fact is considered a kavod haTorah. The issue for number 12 brings down that this is true even for a sefer Torah that's pasul. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that you take it out, even though normally you don't want to take it out because it could be considered mukta to a certain extent if you're not allowed to read from it because it's pasul. But here, the kavod haTorah, you'd be allowed to do this as well. Then he brings down a very interesting discussion. Do you have to stand up when the sefer Torah is being danced with? Because normally when the Sefer Torah is there, you have to stand up. When the Aron Kodesh is open, we said it's a beautiful minhag to stand up, but not mechuyev to stand up. But when you're dealing with the Sefer Torah actually up and about in the same area that you're in, so then the halacha is that you have to go and stand up. So when they're doing all the dancing, you have to stand up. So he brings up in the Aruch HaShulchan, B'shas HaKavos and Simchas Torah, B'shor Shemistovim HaSefer Torah, Chayovim Lamo. You do have to stand up. However, he says, in between the Hakafos, when the Sefer Torah is just standing still in people's hands, he says you don't have to stand up. It's considered that the Sefer Torah is in a separate place, and you don't have to stand up for it. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish says, Lo Hekel, Lo Shevis B'Shas Hakafos, you're not allowed to be mekel to sit down during the Hakafos, El Araka Shiyoshev Ocheiz Gamu Sefer Torah B'Yodo. Unless you yourself are sitting down holding a Sefer Torah, then you'd be allowed to sit down. And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita adds, Shaf Mutu Lahotzi Sefer Torah Me'aron, Kidesh Yuchal Odom Lachozo Lashevasimo B'Shasakovos. And if a person is unable to stand up and he needs to sit down, you can give him a Sefer Torah to take out just so he can sit down and hold it. This is wrote down the Sefer Chasidim as well. Shim Yoshev, Shif Sefer Torah B'Yodo, Ein Tzorich Lamud. If other people are standing up, but you're sitting down with the Sefer Torah, you don't have to stand up. He also brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, he's limed zuchus on those people that do sit down during the Hakafos, because he says the entire Beis HaKnesses with the Sifrei Torah is nechshav as if it's kimakomo shel Sefer Torah, and it's therefore as if the Sefer Torah is in the Oren standing up, and therefore you don't have to stand up. You should stand up, but if you can't stand up, it's okay not to. This is a limud zuchus from Shlomo Zalman. But he says certainly during the actual Hakafos themselves, you should stand up. He says, what about having some sort of a bench or a chair that's more than 10 tefachim? Is that considered a mechitza between you and the Sefer Torah? So he basically says, no, that's not considered a good mechitza. He says, technically, however, while the people are dancing around the Sefer Torah in a circle, so all the men dancing around it who aren't holding Sefer Torah, they're technically a mechitza between you and the Sefer Torah. As an aside, Dishuv number 13 says that when you're going to take a Sefer Torah because you don't have enough room in the room that you're laning in, and you want to bring it to a house nearby, so that's also considered acceptable to bring the Sefer Torah over there. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Od Noagu, another minog was lahakif im Sifrei Torah abima shebeves haKnesses shemok shemakif im halulav." That the custom is to do the hakafos around the bima, just like we do the hoshanas with the lulav to take the Sifrei Torah and go around the bima. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Yud says there are different opinions. Yesh makifim shalosh pamim, yesh sheva pamim, kmo b'sharan rabba. Some do it only three hakafos, some do seven hakafos. He brings down from the Achronim, each place should do what it does. The issue foot number 14 brings down, to do that kofos after Musaf rather than before Musaf. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Igros Moshe brings down, technically he can do that kofos all day long. He says it's not proper to push it off after Musaf. And he says, even though one could argue that Musaf is Tadir and the Hakafos are not Tadir, so Tadir is Shein Tadir, Tadir called them, nevertheless, he says the whole Simchas Torah over here is to take it at the time that you're reading the Torah, and therefore that's when the Hakafos should be done, and not after Musaf ideally. And he says the same thing on the night of Simchas Torah, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brought down, Yesh Laroch Es Hakafos Miyad Lachar Atvila, right after the Shmoneh Esrei, and don't push it off till people go home and eat and then come back to Shul. That's not really right. And then he says, "Umisha nosa lo sefer Torah lahakif umimayin lekachto." Somebody's giving the sefer Torah to go dance. He said, "Nah, let somebody else do it." So he brings out from the Elevot Shlomo that that's not right. That's like somebody's being asked to get an aliyah in the Torah and he refuses. So Rachmona litzlan, goreim chas v'sholom lekitzer shnosa, that could cause a person to die young. Rachmona litzlan. Back to Ramo, he says the whole idea of doing that kapos va'kol mishum simcha to show our tremendous simcha with the sefer Torah and simchas Torah. The Mishnah Berurah Simchon Yudal tells us from the Marik, Kos of Marik, Mishnah Rav Haigon, in Shorish Tess, he says, Yom Zeregilim etzinu l'rakid bo, we dance on Simchas Torah, afilu kam zekeinim, even older people, v'shoa sh'omrim kilusim ator v'chule, and we sing all sorts of song and praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Torah. And therefore, he says, l'chein yeshlis ames mazeh, a person should try to strengthen himself, l'rakid, l'zamer, l'chove the Torah, to dance as best as he can, even if they're somewhat infirm, to dance as best as you can with the Sefer Torah. Kmo shekosov gabi David HaMelech, olam v'shalom, like he says by David HaMelech, that he was mefazez, mecharker, b'chol oz l'tnei Hashem, when the Aron came, so David HaMelech danced like a crazy person in front of it, because, and that's why his wife, Michal, was upset with him. He says, well, the king doesn't act like that. And he says, that's why your family isn't going to be the kings any longer, but our family now will be, because we're giving cover to the Torah. And they bring this down. King Kosu Mishem Arizal says the same thing. They read while Arizal Shalmar, and they testify that the Arizal himself said, Shamalu Hel Yonah Shehisik, Bolo Yedei Shoya Besameach, Becholoz Besimcha Shemitzah, that he was able to reach the lofty heights that he was able to reach because he danced on Simcha's Torah, Besimcha Shemitzah. And they say even the Vilna Gaon, Gamal Agroz, Al Kosu Shem Meraki, Lefnei Sefer Torah, Bukol Kochi, he would dance with all his might. And Dishu number 15 brings down from the Sefer Yisod Veshoshu Avoda, Shekol Azor B'Simchas Torah B'Yom Hazeh. If you are makbid on dancing for the Torah on Simchas Torah, Batuach Shloti Pasek HaTorah Mizara, you guarantee that your children will continue to go and carry on the traditions of the Torah. Back to Ramah, he says, "V'noagu od laharbos hakruyim l'sefer Torah." The minhag was to go and have many people read from the Sefer Torah. We know everybody in the shul gets an aliyah if they want to. V'korim parsha achas harbe pamin, you can reread it over and over and over. Zos habrocha vein isa v'davar, and here there is no isa to do so. He brings it down from the minhagim as well as the riv. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Yud Beis tells us, "Mishum kavod haTorah." This is all allowed because again I've covered the Torah. Furthermore, Ode Kadesh Yitzchuk Kulam Simchas Torah, because the real Simcha is getting an Aliyah, so everybody should be Misameach by getting an Aliyah. Furthermore, V'Noagin Likor Shnayim B'Pam Achas, he says technically you can even have two people getting an Aliyah together, or Kohenim Kol Kohanim, or all the Kohanim together, or Levi Kol Levim, or Levi with all the other Levim together. Yesh Mafakim Al Zeh, but many don't like this. The Eli Rabba Miyashiv Aminu. Nevertheless, the Eli Rabba says it could be done. Mikol Makom, certainly the preferred way is Nochon Adov Lechachilo She'echid Yivorech. In this situation, they all shouldn't make a bracha. Only one person should make a bracha. And everybody else should answer amen, having more to be yotzi with his bracha, rather than everybody making the bracha. Or alternatively, if you have two people, one make the bracha beforehand, the other one should listen and be yotzi, and let the other person make the bracha after, and then the other person will listen and be yotzi. And likewise, when we do call an orim, only the person getting the aliyah should really make the bracha. Hagodol yivarech v'ana'arim yishmu. The little children should listen. V'yetzu b'rachasu. They should answer amen, ideally, and be yotzi with this bracha. Finally, Kozma Chayadim writes, Nochon hadavar sheyivchru asara anashim sheyishmu b'rachas haTorah v'yanu ame. Should pick 10 people to always be careful to make sure that they're listening to the Torah, because there's a lot of hefkervelt going on, and the people are running to make kiddush and back and forth, and you might not have 10 people listening to the laning. So therefore, you designate 10 people that they're the designated 10, so you always have the minion listening to the laning. Kinoagim kalos gadol, because there's a lot of lightheadedness going on. Shein asara sheshomim b'kriyas haTorah. You may have that actually 10 people aren't listening to the person getting the aliyah, and then you got a bigger problem. It's a bracha levatola, etc., etc. Now, number of dishu footnotes. Dishu foot number 16 brings down. Li'achara kofos. Do you have to go bring the Sefer Torah back, or do you lane right away? So he brings that for the Prisada. We said on the Hoshanis, when we're doing the Hakafos there, we said you take the Torah back and then you take it out again. And that's because the idea is that you want to say Baruch Shemei and all the other Psukim that are very, very important Psukim to say, and therefore, ideally, you should put the Sefer Torah back. And this was the way they did it by Rav Yashin Zatzal and Simchas Torah. On the other hand, the Levush brings down Shemashirim Shloshes Sefer Torah B'chusul Kriyas Torah. No, you don't have to put them back. You can leave three out. You put all the others back that you danced with, and then you can do laning. And this also brought down the Luach Eretz Yisrael of Tukachinsky. And each shul should do what its minuk is. They have great gedolim to rely upon, no matter what they do. He then has a discussion: should you say the Yud Gimel Midos Hashem Hashem on this day? It's because it's a great day of Simcha, so maybe you shouldn't be saying it. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down She'ein Lomar. You don't say it. However, he brings down from Yashas Zatzal that he did say it because after all it's Shantif and you should go and say it. The issue of Yishuv 17 brings down a lot of coolness that they did in regards to the laning. So number one, he says that after you have the original coin laving Yisrael, you could even call up another coin or levy. Normally we don't let another coin or levy go except for Maftir, but here you could let a coin or levy go again. Some suggest that you just try to do it at the beginning, so they'll start Zosa Bracha. The next round, you call up a coin and a levy. Others suggest that if you don't have another coin and a levy, then you just start from the third Aliyah, Uliyo Seifamar, rather than going over the coin and levy Aliyah. That's the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. The issue for number 18 brings down also from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that the minhag is that all the children do say, along with the Kol Hanorim, with the person getting the Aliyah, they do say it in order to be Mechanech them. And he says, that the children go get an aliyah, call an arum. So he brings that from the Kaf HaChaim, sheish nohagim lalot kol kota benifrat, that no, each child, if they're old enough and capable of doing so, they're capable of making the bracha, should go and get their own aliyah. Some suggest that if they don't even know how to say it on their own, you can say it along with their mila b'mila. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said, no, only older children should do it. He says, for example, about a 9-year-old boy should go get his own aliyah, but younger than that, they can get with call an arum. The issue footnote number 19 brings down that we do Hagbah differently on this day, that we turn it around backwards, and the Eishel Rami Bacharach says that this is to show us the idea hafochba the kula ba, and this is also brought down by the Shari Ephraim. This is a very nice thing to do. However, you have to make sure that the person who's getting this is physically capable of opening up the Sefer Torah the requisite amount. You shouldn't have an older person that can't really open it up and just picks it up a little bit. You should make sure that the person can do Hagbah properly. The issue footnote number 20 says, if at the end of going through the laning of Zosa Bracha, there's still some people left that didn't get an aliyah, so let's say you only have two people left, so he brings down, so you don't have to go back to the beginning, you just read the last two aliyahs, you don't have to read from the very beginning. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Yud Gimel, where he says that we read it many, many times, but you only read up until Ad Ma'ono Elokei Kedem, because that's going to be the last aliyah. Avo Mishon Vohola, in Koflim, there we don't repeat that. Shoshon Maslil and Likros L'Chasan Torah. That's where the Chasan Torah is going to read from. The issue footnote number 21 brings down as well that B'Shmon Apsukim Achronim Shal HaTorah, we don't make any Hosafos, Eim Afsikim B'Hem. And the reasoning is, brought down the Mishnah Berurah, in Simon Tov Chav Ches, that you don't make Hafsaka there because this was either written by Yehoshua, and therefore we don't want to break it up, or even as written by Moshe Rabbeinu, was written B'Dema while he was crying, and therefore we don't make any Hafsaka during these last Psukim. The issue footnote number 22 brings down that if it's too much of a tircha to keep the children till the very end, you can actually do the aliyah of Kol HaNorim earlier and then continue giving the adults the aliyah afterwards. The minhag to spread a talis over the Chasan Torah and the Chasan Reishis and the Kol HaNorim, that's not considered making it all on Shabbos, and the Tila of David explains, because you're holding on to it, Kivisha Ochazim is a talis b'yodayim, lo nikur kasiyas ol, it's not called an ol. And the Chazon Ish says that even though there is an opinion that says that it isn't making an ol, here it's allowed to be done, Kevin shall also Iraq the covered. You're doing this just purely for covered reasons, and therefore it is allowed. Back to the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Sifkon Yud Gimel, he says, "Vaminu shekod mishakor chasun Torah korn chol anarim." As we said, you have this liyah kol anarim kedil chancham b'mitzvus kriyas haTorah miladon amar ad ma'ona. That's what we read for them, and this is also brought down by the Mariel. Again, the source of many Ashkenazic minhagim are from the Mariel, but can't cause the Mariel. And that's what we read again in the Ramah. He said, "Oz no od nohagu lekros kol hanarim sefer Torah." And he adds a korlan parshas hamalach hagol v'gomer. The minhag is to say parshas hamalach hagol afterwards as well. Mishnah Berurah brings down a sifkon yudalit from the levush. The levush kosav shemavorchon osam al pasuk hamalach hagol. That you actually give this bracha to them by heart. You read, you say to them hamalach hagol because of el yirabba. The mavorchon osam kodem bircha bracha achronu shalem. And they actually say hamalach hagol before you make the bracha achronu. It's not considered a hefsek. The chayin haminhag. And this is in fact the minhag that is brought down. The issue footnote number 23 says, why do we bedavka say this malach hagol? So he brings down for the likuti mariach, because there's so many children going up there, would be an ayin hara, and therefore we say a malach hagol, there shouldn't be an ayin hara. The issue for number 24 brings down, but time of Shalom Nechshav Lahefsik, why is it not considered a Hefsik? So the Bikur Yaakov brings down that the Malach Goyel is a Pasuk in the Torah, and therefore it's not considered a Hefsik if you read it out loud. And he brings a riot from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that he would read parts out loud, and that wasn't considered a Hefsik. That leads to an interesting question. What about Chazak Chazak? The saying of Chazak Chazak, is that a Hefsik? So it brings out for the Ksotzer Shulchan, as well as the Sefer Zeha Shulchan, as well as the Luach Eretz Yisrael, Sha'ola Loyom Renu. The one getting the Aliyah shouldn't say Chazak Chazak. That for him is considered a Hefsik. This was the opinion of Yashin Zatzal. And he adds, Sha'af im Abal Kore Ola Torah Loyom Renu. And if the Baal Kore is the one that gets the Aliyah, he shouldn't say it as well. On the other hand, Rav Ozzer Zatzal brings down Shloyom Renu Kivan Shomim Ezel Ola La Torah Lo Shayach Shomar Kachalatz. He says a different reason. He says not because of Hesek. He says because you're saying Chazak Chazak to the person getting the Aliyah, and if you're the one getting the Aliyah, you're saying it to yourself. It's not right. But he says B'diavad, if they did say it, it is not considered a Hesek. And this is also brought down in the Mishnah Lachos Sheino Hesek V'Yochel Uvarach. On the other hand, in the Hosafos L'Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's brought down Shigama Ola La Torah should say Chazak Chazak, and this is also the opinion of the Orchos Rabbeinu and. This was the Stipel going when he was the Chasim Torah, he would say Chazak Chazak himself, Kolim Shabirach Baruch Achrona, before he would say the Baruch Achrona. Again, each person or shul should follow their custom. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, well, Laila, Karim Sefer Torah, Hanedorim Sefer Torah, at night they give the aliyahs to the people that had given various donations to the base Knesset. And Mishbura says, Sivkon Tetzvav, Hema Parisho, Shurugil, and Lamach, these are various parishes they would normally sell, Bechol Hashan, during the rest of the year, Bifnei Atzman, by themselves, the Nodrin Alem, people would give money to Tzedakah. For example, we could go on Parshas V'yitem L'cho, Parshas Amalach HaGoyal, Parshas Vayichulu, Parshas Yivarechacho, Parshas Matovu, She'elu Nikro Nidorm. And these were the people that were called, they would know there to give money to get the honor of reading those Pesukim. Chay Mashim, we're going to Robin Simim Reish Pebeis, that was also brought down there. Over Yomeinu, nowadays, the Minhag, he says, Likros Gimel Gavre, the Parshas Zos HaBracha. We read three aliyahs from Zos HaBracha, the first three aliyahs, and the issue footnote number 25 brings down that even the Vilna Gaon would get aliyah, go up to get the aliyah on Simchas Torah at night. Well, if he would even take it instead of a Kohen, because he says in the Shelis Shulis HaNagos from Rishternbach, Shlita, he brings down Shekiv and Shekrizu Eino Chiv. It's not an obligation. It's a minog, and it's an adava. Therefore, Ein Sorach L'chabe des a Kohen. You don't have to give the Kohen first, because technically the person is donating and he's buying it, so he could actually go ahead of the Kohen. Mishabur continues at the end of Sivkot and Tezvah, V'tzrich lomar kaddish achar akriya. Here we do say chatzi kaddish after the laning. We don't rely upon the kaddish we're going to say later on after laning, because that would be a hefsik. Mishum to have the hefsik brings down for the derech achayim. The issue footnote number 26 brings down that this kaddish that we say over here after the kriya, it's brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Siddur Beis Yaakov from Rabbi Yaakov Ben Dem, Sheish Lomar Chatzi Kaddish. That's the source for saying this Chatzi Kaddish. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz says that you actually say a full Kaddish, others as well. They say that you say a Kaddish Sholem B'litis Gabel, because Eino M'chatzi Kaddish Elo B'em Tzatvila. You only say that in the middle of the davening, and here it's not in the middle of the davening. Avo B'siyam Atvila, Yesh Lomar Kaddish Sholem. At the end of a Tvila, you should say a Kaddish Sholem. The kind of Kaddish Shalach HaKriya, who so siyam HaTvila. This really is the end of the Tvila, and therefore it should be a Kaddish Sholem and not a Chatzi Kaddish. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'chol mokum l'fi minhago. Every place should do what their custom is on the night of Simchas Torah. Then he further says, Od nagul l'sayim haTorah af al katan ola. You can even give these aliyahs to a katan. Even though the minhag is to have a talmud chacham do it, but technically a katan could do this if being stamped in the Mardukhai. Mishabur Sivkotan Tezayin says, after Kasadun Lelbasin Sivkotan Aleph, the Roy Shia Masadir, Amasayim Buchdu Batorah, Al Kaponim Echel Mechashu Yakol. We said that technically there should be the important people that get these aliyahs of Chasin Torah, Chasin Gracious. But he says, technically you could give it to a Kotan, Mikra Din, Gam Kotan Yochul Asayim. Not necessarily what you should do, but technically that would be allowed. He says, Ayin Lelbasin Mesh Pebe, Siv Gimel, Birk Yosef Shom, some of these Dinim. Finally, we conclude this beautiful siman, Tafrei Samach Tes, and this beautiful section in Shulchan Aruch on Hilchas Sukkah with the following words. And he says, Bisman hazeh shachazen kore in lochosh. He says, nowadays, we don't have to be concerned because the katan's not the one that's reading it. It's really the Baal Kriya, so therefore it wouldn't be the end of the world. This is Das Atzma. The Ramah says this on his own. Then he says, "Bemalkum shein lehem rak shein sefer Torah." If you only have two sefer Torah, korma rishona zos habracha v'shnei bereishis. You read from the first sefer Torah from zos habracha. The second one you read from bereishis, and then the chos v'lochin rishona leinyan shol yama. Then you read the inyanim of the day, meaning the maftir. And this is what you do all the time. If you only have two sefer Torah, you go back and open up one of the other sefarim that you read, the first one, and you go pick up the lady from over there. We don't go and duchim because of concern of drunkenness. Each place should follow their own customs. Some did it by Shachar's time. Critical thing is don't get drunk. Chofetz Chaim was very much against this. This concludes this beautiful section of Shulchan Aruch.